The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au.
Coach Curl here, and welcome to our webinar. We're 5 days out from the launch of the Coach Curl Academy. It's getting really exciting. The last week, the last 5 days. And today I'm here to share one of the learnings that's inside the Academy. This is a program called Building Trust. It's about building leadership. And as we know, trust is a foundational aspect of leadership. It's one of the most important things that any leader can do. Understand how they build trust with their teams, how they build trust with the people that they lead. When you think about your life, you think about the concept that everything that's great within your life has come from a foundation of trust. And that's really important to understand. And it's the same with our leadership, and it's the same with our work careers. Now, as I said, we're 5 days away from the launch of the Coach Curl Academy. Today, I'm sharing with you a learning from that. Inside the Academy, it's called Building Trust, and it's all about building your leadership. And then once I've done the learning, I'm going to share some of the leadership programs that are sitting inside the Academy, and to give you a bit more information, a bit more knowledge, a bit more insight into what you can expect from the Coach Curl Academy. But often leaders will ask me for advice when they're looking to build their teams and they're looking to deliver better results. We usually end up discussing some of the key qualities that a leader will have. And when it comes to leading teams, the biggest quality that a leader must have and the key thing for their foundation is the ability to build trust. Build trust with your team, build trust with your boss, and you can deliver better results. And so let's have a look at some of the behaviors that we have when we really want to build trust. Now, the first thing a leader needs to do, and it's one of the first questions I always get asked, Tony, how can I build trust within a team? And the first thing I say is you need to be trustworthy. Yes, trustworthy. Fancy that. That means being able to hold confidence of people, being able to hold those confidences close and not discussing other team members in front of other team members. It's not engaging in gossip. It's about being open and honest and caring enough about your team not to have an agenda or perceive to have an agenda. Often leaders will get in trouble when they perceive to have an agenda or that their actions aren't aligning to their words, and people then look to their own understanding, their own perception, their own perspective of the situation, and they perceive a leader to have an agenda. So model the behaviors that you want. And when your team know that you can be trusted, you've got a starting point for building trust. Point number two, we want to lead by example. Now, leaders that know and understand the inner workings of what their team roles are, they gain trust with their team. Leaders need to show that they're capable and that they're competent to do the jobs. They're able to provide advice and support to help the team members do their job better. They have the ability to roll up their sleeves and help and support. And foundational to building trust. I worked with a leader once who was so focused on his career and was very vocal about moving to the next steps and the roles that he was applying for. He would share that with other leaders, with the other leaders that reported to him. And the ultimately what happened was it created great angst. It created great angst within and amongst the team. And so every move that he put in place was met with a great deal of skepticism and ultimately derailed the team. That's not leading by example. That's not leading by example. And it's a classic example of not building trust. The ability to roll up your sleeves and help and support your team is foundational to leading, to building trust. It's foundational to leading by example. Now, another key aspect that I see most leaders have to work with is the concept of being able to listen to their team. The leaders that listen to their team stand a great chance of building the trust they need to provide superior qualities, superior results. If you operate with transparency and honesty, and you listen to your team, and you give your team the opportunity to provide feedback, and the opportunity to be heard will enable you to build a rapport and a trust with your team. If the environment you created is correct, most will understand if you cannot address every issue and concern that they may have. Often, for a team member, it's just simply, I want to be heard, I want to be listened to. But this is also where honesty comes in. We don't want to overpromise when a team member says, I have an issue. We can only fix what we can fix. But just the fact that you're taking the time to listen and show concern is a key component of building trust with your team. But what about your boss? And what do we do there, Tony, is a question I often get asked. How do I build trust with my leader? How do I let them know that I can be trusted? And in the words of The Rock from WWE, it's about knowing your role. Step number one, know your role. Understand clearly what your role is and understand clearly the direction your boss wants to have. Ensure that you've got clear parameters on the autonomy that you have. Understand the areas where your boss will want to be briefed or the areas that your boss wishes to provide advice for. And understand, importantly, those areas where you don't need to brief or where you don't need to seek his advice or his support. So know your role and know your boss's understanding and clarity around your role. Number two, communication. You need to set up a regime of communication with your boss. Working with your boss, outline an update program. How often do you want to meet? How often do you want to catch up? Do we want to do a weekly 15-minute catch-up? Is it a half an hour every fortnight? Is it an hour every month? Let me understand the update regime around communication. And provide and respect that. Provide updates on those times that have been delegated. So if you've got a 15-minute session with your boss as an update period every week, be prepared. Don't waste his time or her time. Just don't waste their time. Come prepared. And that way, you're respectful of his time. You've got a real clarity of communication there. So that you can start to work with your boss at a better and a stronger level. And probably the last thing that I really... Oh, sorry, there's two other things that I'll talk about. One is about results, because trust comes with credibility and competence. And credibility and competence and have a grounding around past results. So your boss, she'll be absolutely focused on results. Take the time to understand what results are important and work diligently to succeed. And keep them front of mind. Keep them in front of you at all times. And make them part of the conversation. The results that your boss sees as important are the results you need to see as important. And when you can become relied upon to obtain results, it starts to increase and build that trust that you have with your boss. Now, the last thing is find out what you can do for your boss. So I've had leaders that I've reported to that I've actually helped in aid of their development. So there was one leader that I helped work through so that he could listen better. He could become a real active listener and seek clarity. And he did have a tendency of cutting people off or moving on. And many managers will have that tendency because their mind's moving really, really quickly. But it's about understanding what you can do for your boss. And when you can understand how you can help and how you can support your boss and your leader or your manager or the person that you report to, and go out of your way to do that, you can really build some effective means and methods to help support that building of trust that you are having with them. So just in a nutshell, let's just summarize that. If you want to build trust with your team, there's three really key things. Be trustworthy yourself. Lead by example, whatever that means for you and your team. And the number three is to listen. When it comes to building trust with your boss, it's about knowing your role and being really good at it. It's about setting up that communication regime and being respectful of your boss's time. So making sure that you're coming prepared, making sure that you're not wasting the time. Be focused on the results that are important for both your boss and yourself. And then the final bit is just to have a look at what it is that you can do to help your boss. So what is the over and above? What is the how can you help them? And not every boss is going to want development, but how can you support them? How can you support them, and what is some of the things and some of the activities that will make their life a little bit more effective and a little bit more efficient? So I really hope that you've enjoyed that quick little learning today around building trust. Leadership is one of the real key things that I just absolutely love, and one of the real reasons why we've brought the Coach Curl Academy into play. So the Coach Curl Academy is an online academy that will have over 50 programs in there at launch date. Now, when I say over 50 programs in there, there will be some programs that you won't be able to access until about 30 days after you've joined. And that's just to try and streamline stuff, I guess, and to drip feed stuff into your membership feed. We do know that being whacked in the face with 50 programs may be a little bit overwhelming for some people. So what we will do is we'll be holding back some of the programs for about 30 days. So some of our leadership programs are certainly part of that. So Four Pillars of Success is one that we'll be holding back. The Anatomy of a Leader is one that will be available 30 days after you sign in. So I sign up. So just please understand that that's part of the process. There's 50 courses in there. You just may not have access as a gold member. Now, there's three levels of membership. So there's a free level of membership. And as a free member, you will have, at the moment, at last count, over 16 courses. I say over 13 because 13's unlucky for some, but it's certainly lucky for you. But at the moment, there's 16 courses. There's a dozen blogs that are also mini programs. And on top of that, you have webinars that you'll be having with myself and my team as we grow. Live training every month. So it's a fantastic place for you to grow. Fantastic value. As a free member, that's what you get. That's incredible, I know. We then have a mindset membership, which is about really enhancing and shifting our mindset. That'll be a focus of a webinar that I'll have on Thursday night, that focus around the mindset membership, because it will be our most popular membership, and it's about really shifting our mindset. But we have gold membership, and as a gold member, you get access to all 50 programs. You will There's a Q&A webinar that you'll have access to. So there's other advantages. You have access to private mentoring. So it's a fantastic membership to think about. But just to give you a bit of an understanding of what is entailed within some of the programs and some of the courses, the other thing that we've added this week is like growth plans, so that you get a bit of a path to follow as you're going through the courses. So if you're wanting to enhance your leadership, there's a growth plan to follow. If you're wanting to build certain leadership skills, there's another growth plan. If you're wanting to improve your business, there's a growth plan. If you're wanting to just get started on the free membership stuff, there is a growth plan. So we've put growth plans into the academy just to help people navigate. So we think that that's a real bonus for you. So just to give you an example of what's sitting inside the academy now in terms of leadership programs, I'm just looking at my other screen here. So if I'm looking away a little bit, it's just... don't think I'm being rude. I am trying to connect. I am trying to be visual. But just bear in mind it's on a screen just behind me. So when we look at our leadership category, we've got a program called Becoming a Boss. Now, many leaders we know take that step from a technical position, a technical or a sales-based role, and all of a sudden someone shakes their hand and says, "Congratulations, you're a boss. Good stuff." And they just pull their hair out, because all of a sudden what they've been good at, that technical skill, that sales aspect, is suddenly like no longer of great value for them. So all of a sudden they've got these people to lead. And unfortunately, most frontline leaders, most first-time leaders, don't get the development that they deserve. So we've got a program called Becoming a Boss, which helps people understand the dynamics that you need and the skill set that you need to become a boss, to become a leader, to become a manager and start to deal with other people. We have, just from a leadership aspect, we've got a program that sits in our free membership called Leadership Mindset. It's a fantastic little program that starts to build our awareness and our understanding. We've got Leadership Authority, which is a great program. We've got the upgraded program from that called Leadership Authority Gold. Once again, all designed around helping you become a better leader. We've got Foundations of Leadership, which is a signature program of mine. We've got Anatomy of a Leader, which is a signature program of mine. We've got 10 Steps to Mastering Self-Leadership. Once again, that's one of mine. And when we start to look at some of the skill sets that we have sitting there, we've got the Power of Execution. We've got Productivity Secrets. We've got Distraction Diffuser. So all of these programs and skill sets to help you become more effective as a manager and a leader are sitting there already within the academy. We've then got a program called Becoming a Better Listener. So if you really want to become a better leader, become a better listener. And that becomes becoming a good listener is one of our leadership programs within the academy. In terms of other skill sets, dissecting influence is a really big one. Building trust is, as I mentioned, part of our learning today. But it's also, it's sitting in there within the academy as a full course for you. We've got Power of Execution, which is a fantastic one. And then the last one that I might just make mention of is the Four Key Drivers of Motivation. And the Four Key Drivers of Motivation is really strongly geared towards people who are leading teams. And how do they keep them motivated? How do they keep them engaged? How do they keep them aligned? And the Four Key Drivers of Motivation talks about the four key drivers of motivation, funnily enough. And when we understand those four key drivers, it becomes easier for us to... Well, it makes us effective in putting together a strategy to keep those people engaged and to keep our teams on fire, which is where we want them to be. So that's the academy. That's the leadership side of the academy. Opening on Saturday. Opening Saturday, September 1, 2018. Now, this is like 5 days away. 5 days away. And we've still got a little bit to do, so I'm sort of hoping that we don't have any hiccups. But the whole team is geared towards this. We are working so hard to make this a reality. As I said, we have over 50 programs for our gold members. For our gold members, 50 programs. On top of that, we have live webinars. We've got them, which will feature a training, which will feature potentially you'll be watching my screen, I'll be sharing it, or I might be just doing this, talking with you. So there'll be Q&A webinars for our paid membership levels, which is Mindset and our gold members. So you'll get the opportunity to ask me anything, and we'll be doing and featuring that through our webinars. There's forums within there, so you can talk to each other, you can keep each other accountable. There's a Ask the Coach forum, so you can ask me anything, and I guarantee I'll answer it. So that's the type of community that we want to build. We want to build one where people are comfortable asking questions and people are comfortable providing advice and support. So I hope that you think about becoming a member at the Coachable Academy. So it's one thing that I can do. I can offer the value, I can offer the programs, I can offer access, but I can't add value unless you make the decision, unless you make the choice to come and join. And I know we haven't talked pricing yet, and there's been a very valuable reason for that, but I reckon if you can sacrifice one cup of coffee a week, you know, one of the big things I really want to remove out of this equation of growth is the fact that people just say, I can't afford it. If you can sacrifice one coffee a week, there's your gold membership easily for the Coach Curl Academy. So think about that. Can I grow myself to be better than who I am? Can I grow my business? Can I grow my leadership career? Can I change my mindset? Can I enhance and develop others? Because as a leader, we are charged with developing other leaders. That's part of our role. That's part of our requirement. And we can't develop people unless we're developing ourselves. That's the reality. So one coffee a week, and we'll get you easily, with change, gold membership at the Coach Curl Academy. So I want you to think about that. Sacrifice a coffee. Go without a coffee tomorrow. See if you can do it. And then I'm pretty confident that you can, and I'm pretty confident that you'll get more than that value. So we have a launch program from the 1st of September to the 31st of December 2018. And that price that I'm talking about vaguely, without necessarily telling you the real dollars at the moment, because I still want that to be a, how can we do that? But that's what I want you to be thinking about. But we have a launch special, 31st of December. The price goes up. We've got 3 months. We've got 3 months at a super duper deal. At the end of the, at 31st of December 2018, at the very last day of 2018, and before we bust into 2019, the price will go up for the next 6 months. And then at the end of June 2019, we hit the price that we want to be at. We want to be at. So we've got launch, we've got foundation, we've got launch pricing, we've got foundation pricing. And then by the time we get to July 2019, we'll be in full market mode. So we've got some tremendous value. That value is coming. The value is, well, I know it's already here. You've just got to make the choice. So I hope that you've taken, once again, some stuff away from our webinar tonight. So as always is, the replay is available. It's archived. Once again, these webinars are archived in the Coach Curl Academy. So every time we do a live training, fantastic. Join me on the live training. Ask me questions during the live training. It's all part of the deal. but we'll also archive it so that you can go back and check the replay if you do happen to miss it. So just another aspect of some of the value that we are offering here at the Coach Girl Academy. We'll have another webinar on Thursday. I hope you can attend. We'll be talking about mindset and that mindset shift that we'll be working through. Friday night, I'll probably touch base about our private mentoring offer. And then by 5 p.m. Saturday, we'll be opening the doors to the Coach Curl Academy. So we've got a hectic week. I hope you guys, everyone out there that's listening or sees this on replay, I hope you have an amazing week. Take care of each other, and I shall see you all again real soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.